Okay, today's podcast, I'm going to talk about, I was going to talk about images on the internet and the way that humans are used in marketing. Now, Google said they had this facial recognition software. All humans have it. You recognize a face. It kicks in your memory of how you know that person and you recognize them or you don't. And what we came across was their familiarities of certain character traits in other people. Oh, you look like that girl I met 3 years ago, but it's not, right? Or you look like that friend I once knew, but it's not. Or they do for 2 seconds and it's not really them. And I think, if you really want to get scientific and really vast with it, you could talk about human cloning and the way that that works. But what we're talking about here is graphic imagery, online photographs. You can alter features using a graphics design program. You could replicate images and put them in certain positions in advanced graphics design programs. But what I'm talking about are graphic design or graphic imageries in databases that companies and corporations and governments use as their marketing materials. So you visit an internet site and bam, there's a person marketing the system or their product or whatever. And then you have companies like eBay and Amazon who just use their logo. And what I found, I've actually used some people marketing for other businesses. And what I found, a natural instinct was to make it match at least the race of the owner so that you know what you're getting, so that it's not totally false. So that if you call it my company, I'm a female Caucasian. I don't like to be called that. I'm a white woman, American. And I work for somebody that's from El Salvador in on a visa, and his employees are Mexicans. And they want to come out to your house and install this new television entertainment system, advanced $3,000 system that you bought. So it's only fair to develop their internet site showing the truth. And he has recorded his own videos, so you see what his installers are. And you hear from me because you know, and you get a feel for the business and you know that it can be trusted because I've seen or I trust that this man actually sends his people out to go and perform this work, even though I have no real evidence of it other than paid invoices and callbacks that said, yes, the installation went wonderful. And here's a review that we can post on your internet site for future business. And in operations like that, it works. It works. But it comes down to how do you best use people marketing? And is it correct? Does it fuel the racial tensions? Does it fuel additional problems when somebody goes online and that person actually starts speaking back, even though their lips aren't moving? You know, your lips aren't moving. I don't understand what you're saying. Do you have to, when you use people marketing, do you have to depict exactly what's going on in real life? Should it? It should. It really should, but the stock imagery and the photographs and the modeling that are available to internet professionals don't always match. They're beautiful. Because that's what we know for the advertising industry. We don't want to publish anything that doesn't look beautiful. But at the same time, we want to give a realistic depiction of what that company is so that you don't have an extremely sick human walking into your house when you purchased goods online that looked like they were actually very professional business people. And the same thing applies for job applicants who apply to job opportunities where the internet site looks beautiful and everything looks perfect and wonderful, And they look like they're a really fabulous company to work for. They have awards to show for it. And you look, it looks like somewhere you could spend 20 years working and developing a career. But then you get in there only to find it's completely dysfunctional. So that's false advertising. That's false advertising. And even though they don't use people marketing, I mean, they do now. It's still, you know, but there's a way that some companies develop and some internet developers design with the goal and vision in mind that we're going to develop something very professional. And although your business might not operate as beautiful and professional as what we depict for you online, it's a goal that you can aspire to reach. And we use that internet site to manage a company goals to fit that. So if we develop something perfect and beautiful for you that operates wonderfully, and maybe it doesn't exactly match what's going on in real life, we can still work with the company to shape and guide and turn that company into the beautiful internet site that it actually advertises and depicts. And that's how the internet works with real life business operations. The other issue that we're discussing is the fact that graphic images in facial recognition can be stored in a database named for the contents and filtered so that you can target market. So if I'm going to school and I want to go to a school that where, you know, perhaps in the past I've been threatened, my life has been put on the line, I've been shot at, and I don't want to see the images of those kind of people again because they have a certain look to them. And my brain has developed that understanding, and so has my experience over time. So it's not fair to select that kind of marketing and target market me because you're basically shooting at me. You're basically shooting at me because you're using a known incident from the past. And whether that incident is recorded in a database and on paper or not, it's known. It's known by me and it's known by people that I've talked to. And just known because there is a God and God knows, okay? As much as you non-religious folks or whoever want to believe that there is no God and that nobody will find out what you're doing and how you're targeting me to market to me with using Muslims, Iraqis, African Americans, Asians, and all of this to forward your racial war against the United States because I'm a military veteran stored in a database somewhere with information, and because you don't get what you want, you think you can target market to me and destroy me so that you can look better and more advanced in your technology, in your development skills, while you hurt someone that wants the same thing, that wants peace and happiness. It's not about equality. You will never, you're not equal to me, I'm not equal to you. That ideal doesn't exist. Equality. Equality exists in math. And I had this one young lady say, we're just a number at this company. I was there for a few weeks and I thought, you know, that's slanderous and that's not the way that you should speak with your coworkers about the company that you work for. And if you have a problem with the way the company treats its employees, you should contact your manager or HR and consider how well you like this company and what they do for you and the United States. Because if you're going to go around complaining about the company that you work for to your coworkers, then, you know, what good are you? There's a time and a place for those kind of things. And it's a matter of ethics and morals, but it's also a matter of personalities and behaviors. Things that you do and things that you shouldn't do in a corporate environment or even a business environment or a military environment or a school environment. If you notice a problem with the way things are being done, the best approach to that is to write it up. How do you fix it? Not she did this and he did that and I don't like her because of this and I don't like him because of that. And this is how they do this and this is how they do that and it's all bad and I hate it. That's unhealthy. That's unhealthy. So take a moment to write up 2 pages on what you think needs to be fixed with your organization. Get together and schedule a meeting with your coworkers. Use your leadership skills if you have any and find a way to solve the problem. So I could write up a 2-page paper on how to solve the targeted marketing using racial imagery and people marketing and say, just do away with the people marketing altogether because you're misusing it. You don't know how to use it properly. Go back to just a logo for everyone because you're not using it right. You're hurting people with it. Go back to silence and sit in the corner like a little kindergartner because you can't behave yourself in a corporate or company environment because the military didn't teach you leadership skills necessary to make change in an organization or to welcome new coworkers. Do not pollute on each other. Fix the problems. I'm new at this company. I love it. It looks great so far. Would you like to go to lunch? Great. Yes, let's go to lunch. Tell me about yourself. What's your background? Oh, that's wonderful. This is my background. That's great. Well, I look forward to working with you. Great. That's healthy. But slandering your company's operation, their organizational management, and all that doesn't work when you target one person. That's personal attacks. And maybe it's a hidden way of that person trying to make up for a deficiency, a personal deficiency. I don't know. But if those attacks continued throughout an organization and the complaints continued and all the conversations at the 2-minute breaks when you have an office mate are centered around their personal habits, like I'm hyped up on prescription pills and I got to take the day off. I love my new bride so much. I just met her. We just had a honeymoon. You've crossed the boundaries of professional relationships. You should be gagged. You should not even be able to speak until you learn what is acceptable in a professional environment and what's not. It's okay to work with your husband in the same company. But if you walk around talking about how your divorce is dragging you down and you got to get home. You can't work 9 hours today because you have a dog that's locked up in your 1-bedroom apartment and he's got to go out and go poop. You're hurting my brain. You hurt my brain just by opening your mouth. And just because, someone maybe takes a position at your company and that company has the ability to solve that problem doesn't mean that your boss needs to go down to her level and see, I have those kind of problems too, just to give that person a sense that they can relate. The manager should step up and say, I'm sorry you're dealing with this. And thank you for the information. We'll give you a quick interview on what's going on and we'll help you fix this problem. Nothing more needs to be said. Unless you question the validity of the problem and the person that has the problem. Otherwise, you need to step aside because you two are incompetent. So how do you manage personal problems that come into the workplace? People go out, their coworkers, they go out for drinks after work. They hang out, they stay the night at each other's houses, they drink. you know, one person becomes extremely assaultive and wants to physically fight. How do you handle these things? Do you call the police? Do you call your HR representative? Do you just give your resignation? As a student in a corporate, just graduating and moving into a corporate environment, I had to look at behavior from a perspective of the self and others. I already know that behavior is wrong, but I had to look at it on a, these are college graduates that didn't have military training that taught them how to be mature, control your drinking and your behavior, maintain professionalism. But that's not just military training. That's human training. Behave yourself when you drink alcohol. Don't go sleeping around because people talk. It's not good for your health, number one. Number two, don't get into female and female relationship competitions at the office or even in personal lives, because that's a middle school-like behavior. Hopefully no longer even exists in middle schools, because kids and women and young men shouldn't act that way. So you have to look at it from, is this a behavioral problem within just that person, or is it present in other people? Yes, it's present in other people. So then it becomes an unsafe environment. Can't even go out and enjoy an adult beverage with these kind of people because they're still children in their own minds, even though they're college graduates. So what do you do and how do you solve the problem? Maintain distance, social distancing. Get in a little closer. Try to understand what drives that person. How are they as a human and in their lives with other people that don't work at the office? What do? They smoke marijuana and they drink lots of wine. And they stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning on work days and weekends. They don't drink and drive, which is great, because they're not going to get out there and hurt somebody with their vehicle. But they can't really control their emotions or their arms and hands and their anger towards somebody else when they get into that female-male territorial competition of that's my man, and if you move in or if you try to date him, then I'm going to slap you. That's criminal behavior. And there's no room for that in society or corporate environments. So that person has to be punished. And HR says, oh, I don't know. You didn't submit a complaint. I didn't receive a grievance on that matter. I didn't know they were smoking marijuana and after hours, after the company. And the company is, their main customer is the U.S. military, who has a zero tolerance policy. I didn't know they were going to try to beat you up. Well, saying you don't know is really inactive leadership. That's poor leadership. That's not knowing what your employees are doing and how they behave. That's blind leadership, and that's terrible. That's why leaders do actually need to go in and have a few drinks after hours with their employees. Leaders do need to possibly do home visits. Did you know there was a girl working for a company whose house smelled like utter cat feces? Filthy environment. I mean filthy. And this person is supposed to work on a global command and control system for the U.S. government. And she's ready and she's about to slap another employee because this girl has taken an interest in a young man that she's also interested in. That's criminal behavior. That's poor leadership in assigning that person to those kind of tasks. But how do you fix this problem? I can't control how she lives. Well, there's something called animal neglect, criminal assault. And you don't want that in your office. But yet we have to hire people who are on probation and parole. And why is that? Because if we don't, America would be so dysfunctional. There would be no employees. There would be employees, but there would be no, there would be a poverty level that would be unheard of. Could you imagine all the people in jails and prisons never having another opportunity to work again? But the thing of it is, they have to prove the error of their ways. They have to learn right from wrong. And they cannot recommit the offense. Otherwise, they go back to jail. But what if she doesn't go to jail? What if she continues? Does she only personally assault that one person? Then she's targeting one person. And she's the enemy then. And the smart woman walks away and evaluates the professional who's trying to pretend like they're good, like they know what they're doing. Alongside the others who think they're amazing and know what they're doing. And just reports, it's so dysfunctional. You don't even want to be in the same room. You can't in the office because that person, you know, professionally behaves at the office. But in a personal setting, you cannot be around that person because they are extremely dangerous. So what is that? What's the value of that person in the company? That's a hidden, a person with a hidden agenda who's willing to go to jail, who's willing to hurt other women just so they could look good, or because they don't know how to control their alcohol, their behavior, and they don't understand what a professional, what is expected of a professional. Now you're graduating college, it's great. You know, you finally get to put on the business suit and be a corporate professional. Or you're getting out of the military and wow, this is exciting because you get to wear a business suit and do things a little differently. And you're exposed to other people that you know, who took a different path in life, who went to school for 4 years, maybe lived in the dormitories and were members of sororities, and your understanding of sororities was constant drinking and parties because that's what you know to be true, because that's what television says and that's what your personal experience says. So that is valid. So you make a personal decision that I'm not going to do that. Even though I didn't get to party through my college years, I don't have to go and binge drink to make up for all that. But I can take out a little bit of time and be a little, you know, have some fun at the bars and restaurants because they're there and I have some money that I can do that. But it should not be in an unsafe, unethical environment. You should feel safe. And you shouldn't have to go report back to your boss every time something goes wrong. But that's the design. That's how we have to work. That's how we do things. So when the problems just keep piling up, the best answer is to leave. This company is not appropriate for you. And therefore, the company loses one of its best employees who could have written up a report and, you know, in an exit interview when the employee says she wants to leave, if she was asked to write it up, what went wrong and what can we do to better ourselves or better the company? She could have written up a 2-page, 3-page paper and said exactly what was going on. And HR could have said, I'm sorry, we don't want you to leave. We're going to fix this, and here's what we're going to do to fix it. Instead, it went on. She went on to another company, and the same things happened again in different people. So now it's like a disease where she's still the target of assault, criminal violence, unethical relationships, cheating husbands, bad executives, terrible salespeople, and bad systems. So you have to fix it. You have to fix it. You can't just sweep it under the rug, pretend like it didn't happen. It's your obligation to fix it. And a good system prevents it. An ethical business trains its employees. Every person should already know you're not supposed to slap, hit, stalk, hurt, or punch, hit, fight, whatever. But nobody's really trained on drunk driving. You're out with a woman, it's not a sexual relationship, you're just friends. You can't let that man walk out that door drunk without asking him, are you okay to drive? Can I get you a cab? I have to assess your drinking levels and see if you can walk a straight line. Because I'm responsible if you get into a car accident. And not just monetarily, but I have to lose you as a friend. And that hurts me. And you don't want that. You don't want that in your business. You don't want that in your organization. You want your employees to be skilled. You want them to be responsible, professional, and good relationships. Hey, how was your weekend? Great. We went out to a couple of bars. We had a good time. We took a cab. And we're back at work safely. She met a guy and she's going to date. Oh, that's not your business to share. So these are like lines of, not even lines, but they're like areas of management that you have to understand and handle on a person by person and situation by situation basis. But you wouldn't have to if you properly trained your employees on what an ethical business relationship looks like and how you're supposed to behave. Car accidents wouldn't happen. Criminal assaults wouldn't happen. Cheating husbands and executives wouldn't survive a day. Step families are great. Nothing wrong with that. Divorce happens. And you can have a chance to talk about that with each other, but you're on company time. Schedule that with the therapist or the counselor. You can put photographs on your desk of your beautiful family, your wife and your kids. But if your HR puts you as an office mate with someone who's a fucking widow, who can't fucking have children, she needs to be fucking shot.